The floor was grey with the dirt of ages, but even so, Robin could see that some of the stones were black in among the light grey that was used everywhere else, a pattern inlaid in the floor, a large Maltese cross with the centre directly under the middle of the dome. Sitting cross-legged on the floor, in the middle of the chamber, was Matt. He looked pale under the dirt that smeared his face, and his clothes were torn and caked with mud. There were trails down his face where tears had run, but now he was grinning in the light from the torch resting in his lap. "I think this is it," he said. His voice was trembling, and Robin could sense it was from fear as much as excitement. "Here, help me." The centre of the cross, the tips of the four inward-pointing triangles that formed the pattern, was set into a single circular stone. Like a tile, it rested in the middle of the floor, about half a metre in diameter. Matt had his fingers in the narrow crack between the circular shape and the stone next to it. He had managed to lift it just slightly. Putting down her torch, angling it so she could see what they were doing, Robin reached down to help. The stone was cold and unyielding, but together they managed to nudge it slowly upwards. At last there was a darkness beneath, as the stone lifted away to reveal a dark, circular well. Robin picked up her torch. She was only vaguely aware of her father and Sven arriving beside them and barely noticed Atticus Harper and Catherine Feather entering the chamber. Like Matt, she was looking down into the hole they had revealed. Staring at the cracked rolls of parchment, the leather-bound volumes, and the glint and gleam of metal.